Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2001. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number two, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program. This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. How do you see the world? Do you think in terms of them and us? It's amazing how many people still think their way is the only way. Their religion, their politics, their pocketbooks are the only thing important to them. Sometimes it's embarrassing to be a human, watching all of this fifth-grade bickering and greediness. And then I see a demonstration of compassion, kindness, forgiveness, apology, understanding, acceptance. And I feel hope once again. Hope for our planet, our communities, and our children.
the brotherhood of man is here. We wait not another day. The hearts of those who are sincere will gently pave the golden way. We are one. We are one. We are one. All earth's children do belong to the great cause up above, as they share within their hearts the one great cause of love. We are one. We are one. We are one. The brotherhood of man stands strong, defending God his right to show his wisdom, love, and power, as each stands for his light. We are one. We are one. We are one. Watchers of the Sun by Sage Morning Sky. It is interesting to see the scientific community and the public in general paying closer attention to the solar activity as it intensifies in its natural grand escalation. Even the Vatican, with their multi-million-dollar observatory in the Arizona desert, is watching the skies closely. And of course, NASA and other various government agencies, including government-funded scientific astronomy agencies, are working together on solar observations from Earth and satellite-based observatories. This grand solar escalation is not a new thing. The ancient ones have been through similar experiences in each past Earth age. Consider that our ancient ones were very aware of the effects of the sun upon the earth and other planets. Survivors of the past Earth Age transition did so in part because they closely watched the natural signs of the approaching change, and they prepared for it. As these ancient watchers of the sun aged, they shared their knowledge with members of the next generation, for it was of grand importance. The key, or warming system, was the solar activity and significant weather pattern changes. And so, in the communities of the ancient ones, there was a segment of the population whose lives were dedicated to the study of the sun and watching for the return of these solar signs. This watch was kept so that the people could prepare for weather changes and the next Earth Age transition. Observation of solar activity was done by watching the coronal area of the sun during solar eclipses. Modern man theorizes that the sun worshippers believed eclipses were evil, bringing illness and destruction. In actuality, the watchers of the sun observed the sun's corona daily, or perhaps several times per day. By utilizing a flat, round rock of a specific size, the watcher of the sun would be able to view the sun's corona and make notations of solar flares. Solar flare is a rapid release of energy from a localized region of the sun in the form of electromagnetic radiation, energetic particles, and mass motions. As the centuries have passed in this current Earth Age, as many of mankind's spiritual belief systems have changed, those who held this knowledge of the sun became labeled as sun worshippers, sun's daughters of the sun, etc., by those who were unaware of their important work. In actuality, these were the watchers of the sun, watchers for the solar activities and weather patterns to again escalate and announce the time when the Earth would go through another transition. Their lineage was not traced to the sun physically. Rather, the watching of the sun did allow their Earth lineage to survive the previous Earth Age transitions. As mankind's focus turned from spirituality to technology, there was less and less interest in watchers of the sun. Yet still, the ancient ones knew the solar cycles were continuing. Some of these watchers of the sun went to great lengths to create an interesting stone calendar that is being referred to frequently these days. December 21st, 2012 seems to be a popular date quoted. Many people today are becoming aware of the effects of magnetics upon the physical body, and that they affect the many aspects of our being. Some alternative therapy healers are now using small magnets for their healing work with excellent results. For this type of ancient healing to work by placement of magnets, there must be a polarity to the human body. This polarity may become distorted and result in physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual imbalances, diseases. Simple realignment of the physical body to the correct polarity by exposure to specific magnetic energies produces healthy effects. The altering magnetics we are experiencing from solar activity are significant to our well-being. The magnetic fluctuations can assist with mankind's spiritual awakenings. We are living combinations of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects. Many ancient healing techniques recognize and work on these levels of our being. The magnetic influences of the current escalating solar activity perhaps are naturally preparing us for the coming Earth Age transitions. A person who is unaware of these changes or has no spiritual belief system may act irrationally as their fears increase. Awareness of the inner self, awareness of spirit combined with balance and harmony are very important in these times. Projecting love to all is also a key. Adapting to the natural changes and centering ourselves in love is paramount to changing the chaos of these times. From the chaos comes beauty. Knowledge and awareness provide us the ability to live our lives from a center of love instead of fear. These are exciting times as prophecies of many ancient and not so ancient cultures come to fruition. The ancient ones watched the passing of the seasons. The ending of one season and the beginning of the next was and is a time for ceremonies and celebrations. Yes, it is important to acknowledge the changes we are experiencing. And yes, it is a time of unity, love, peace, and watching the sun.
May the work we do make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the work we do make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the dreams we dream make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the dreams we dream make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the words we speak make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the words we speak make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the songs we sing make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the songs we sing make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. May the lives we lead make the world we live a little more worthy of our children. May the lives we lead make the world we live in a little more worthy of our children. A little more worthy of our children. A little more worthy of our children.
How happy are you right now? Perhaps if one really knew when one was happy, one would know the things that were necessary for one's life. By Joanna Field. How happy are you right now? Do you even know? Most women know what makes their parents, partners, or children happy. But when it comes to an awareness about the little specific things in life that bring a smile to our own faces and contentment to our own hearts, we often come up short. In 1926, a young English woman, Joanna Field, began to feel that she was not living a truly authentic life, that she did not know what made her truly happy. To remedy this, she kept a journal in order to discover what specifically triggered the feeling of delight in her daily life. The journal, A Life of One's Own, was published in 1934. It was written, she confided, in the spirit of a detective who searches through the minutiae of the mundane in hopes of finding clues for what was missing in her life. What is missing from many of our days is a true sense that we are enjoying the lives we are living. it is difficult to experience moments of happiness if we are not aware of what it is we genuinely love. We must learn to savor small, authentic moments that bring us contentment. Experiment with a new cookie recipe. Take the time to slowly arrange a bouquet of flowers in order to appreciate their colors, fragrance, and beauty. Sip a cup of tea on the front stoop in the sunshine. Pause for 5 minutes to pet a purring cat. Simple pleasures waiting to be enjoyed. Simple pleasures often overlooked. Joanna Field discovered that she delighted in red shoes, good food, sudden bursts of laughter, reading in French, answering letters, loitering in a crowd at a fair, and a new idea when first it is grasped. Let us each grasp a new idea this year. Let us grasp the awareness of what it is that makes us truly happy. Let us consider our personal preferences and learn to recognize, then embrace, moments of happiness that are uniquely our own.
Thank you.
The last leaves have fallen from the trees. The last hours of an old era are passing by. Over 2,000 years ago, we started to count the days of our lives in a new way. Today is the beginning of now time, of love time. The old dramas are just a memory. They outlived their purpose and their welcome. We have the chance to start again, to reinvent who we think we are, to choose what works and what doesn't. It is up to us to clean the mind from dated belief systems and to start creating what we really want. No buts or ifs, only yes, yes, yes. I am willing to step it up a notch. Together is the now paradigm, the individual talent in service for the prosperity of all. No need to be afraid anymore. We are not alone. We are one with the one force that permeates throughout the universe and that is always available to us. We are surrounded by love. We only have to breathe to let it in, into our heart. The transformer of all judgments, we are the gift to the world. And we are all gifted. We are born to be a love giver. No matter what the circumstance, we let love flow freely and abundantly. This is the millennium of what you see is what you get. See the beauty in all, the perfect interplay. Ugliness only exists to call forth compassion. If asked to be loved, peace is a product, a result of many, many loving people to open their hearts. A greater bandwidth is needed, not only for the internet, but for the inner net. Now let's share this vigorous fountain, the spring of love. In us is the temple of peace, the one we are trying so hard to find somewhere else. Welcome home, love. No need anymore to run after anything. Everything we need is right where we are. Open the eyes of love. Oh, how beautiful you are. By Richard Shemmerer.
Thank you. song this morning. I sung it out my window, up and over this world, everywhere the wind blows away. A song about a better day. Sing it for the broken heart, sing it for the hungry eyes, sing it for the homeless face, not so very far away. All on the rising day, rise up to the morning crystal clear, rise up from the shadows of doubt and fear. Oh, sister and brother, we've got to love one another and find our way. All on the rising day. Through the darkness, let this morning light our way. All on the rising
my daughter Kelly had to have brain surgery to remove a large tumor that was growing rapidly. Courageously, she endured invasive surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and gamma ray surgery. Her doctors told us that she was the most positive-minded patient they had ever had. She was fearless and fully expected to recover. But after what appeared to be a complete recovery, she began experiencing a creeping paralysis of her right extremities and began to lose the ability to speak. After further surgery, a coma was induced to prevent swelling. Several days later, the doctors tried to awake her, but to no avail. During this life-threatening ordeal, a family member was always at her side, touching her, expressing love, support, and encouragement. The outlook was very bleak. Her chances for survival were slim. I couldn't imagine this vibrant, active young lady suffering paralysis for the rest of her life. All we could do was keep faith and expect some miraculous something to happen. She remained in a coma for 6 weeks and went into crisis several times. 5 more surgeries were performed. How could she possibly recover after all this brain trauma? It would be a miracle if she even survived. One day, fearing more bad news, I reluctantly telephoned her husband to see how she was doing. Steve said, "Kelly is awake and trying to talk. Would you like to speak with her?" Then I heard a very faint, sweet little breathy whisper saying, "Hi, Dad, I love you." My spirit soared. My thoughts were, love triumphs again. Thank God, love truly conquers all. Now for the real miracle. Recently, Kelly's doctors, who are usually cautious in such matters, said, "Kelly can go home now." After a few months of rehabilitation, we expect her to return 100% normal functioning. By Robert E. Parrish. Always the First Time, Make It New by Ezra Pound. I once went to a conference on relationships. Most of the presenters were therapists who had all kinds of elaborate theories about what make good relationships. Then a Buddhist Lama got up and said, "I know the secret to keeping love alive. It's simple. All you have to do is act as if you have just met this person and are falling in love. When you meet someone you are interested in, everything they do is wonderful. You love looking at them, hearing what they have to say. Even when they play, well, country western music, which you hate, you think, well, maybe Tammy Wynette isn't so bad after all. As time goes on, however, you take the person for granted and fight over Tammy Wynette. So the solution is to see your loved one new again." The therapists were up in arms, proclaiming that such a task was too hard. "Oh," said the Lama, "I said it was simple. I didn't say it was easy." I believe the Lama is right. The secret to love and a sense of joy and gratitude toward all of life is to see, feel, and hear as if for the first time. Before the scales of the habitual clouded the brilliant blue sky outside your office window, the tangy juiciness of an orange, or the softness of your loved one's hands. Before you got so used to her kind words, his musical laughter, that they became invisible. Recently, my husband Don had vividly brought home to him the truth of how easy it is to get blinded to the miracles around us. When we first adopted Anna, we couldn't sleep. We were too busy looking into her peaceful face and crying tears of gratitude. Now, a mere 4 months later, Don is home all day with her, finds himself taking her presence for granted, already losing that overwhelming sense of appreciation for her being sent to us. "I get bored," he says, "because it is so much the same day after day." But her spirit, her presence, is no less a miracle today than it was 4 months ago, or will be 4 to 40 years from now. And when I can remember that, I catch myself falling asleep to the miracle, and the awareness wakes me again, and my heart once again fills with joy. When we can live our lives as if it is always the first time, the first time we made love, the first time we gazed upon the face of our beloved, the first time we tasted ice cream, the first time we saw a bird. We won't have to try to experience a sense of gratitude. It will be there automatically as a natural response to the beauty and the bounty.
Thank you.
perhaps you've had a chance to celebrate your accomplishments and growth over the past year. It's time to set a new kind of goal. Instead of thinking about the things that you'd like to bring into your life throughout this process, or the things you'd like to get rid of, do something a bit different. I'd like to suggest that you set an internal goal, one that focuses on how you'll develop yourself personally or strengthen your character during the next year. Long-lasting change starts on the inside. By focusing your attention on things like becoming more honest, bold, or creative, you'll find the how-to of achieving your goals gets a whole lot easier. As you strengthen yourself from the inside out, it's as if you were brightening your internal light. And as this light shines brighter, you'll probably find that you begin to attract opportunities and resources that support your external goals. What quality would you like to develop more of over the next year? How do you need to grow? If you're unsure of where to focus, here are some examples. This year, I'd like to become financially responsible. Reassess and focus on my top priorities. Be patient. Be more loving and kind. Be better able to set boundaries and say no. Be courageous, fearless, and bold. Be open-minded. Be grateful. Be proactive instead of reactive. Be adventurous. Be trusting and faithful. Once you've chosen the quality you'd like to focus on, follow this three-step process. Write a positive affirmation in the present tense that relates to this goal. Print this affirmation on a piece of paper and hang it in your home or office. Choose three actions you can take during the next week to begin developing this quality right away.
Some people said I didn't write these words. I just came along with notes and chords and put them all into verse. The question that someone posed to them, the answers that they returned. They were asked to complete a simple phrase beginning with I have learned. I have learned. I I have learned that you can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk.
I have learned that when I wave at people in the country, they stop what they're doing and they wave right back.
I have learned that just when I get my room the way I like it, Mom makes me clean it up.
I have learned, though it's hard to admit, I'm secretly glad my parents are strict with me.
I have learned I don't learn much from TV.
I have learned, I
wherever I go, the world's worst dream. drivers have followed me there.
I have learned that there are people who love you dearly. You just can't show it. That's not their tune. I have learned that if you're not living on the edge, you're probably taking up too much room. Are better on the side away from the telephone.
I have learned not to cast the first stone. I have learned that a vegetable garden better than a cabinet full of pills.
I have learned that children and grandparents become natural allies, and always will.
I have learned you shouldn't go through life the catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back.
I have learned that I now love one of the things I hated most as a kid, taking a nap. I have learned that no matter what your relationship with your parents, you miss them when they're gone.
I have learned the power of a song.
Connecting with the higher power involves consciously speaking of a higher power. We refer to this intelligence by many names: God, higher power, spirit, light, cosmic consciousness, Christ consciousness, the divine, the is, the universe, the force, infinite intelligence, I am, higher self, the source. As there are many ways to describe this cosmic energy, feel free to think in those terms that are most comfortable to you. If you were brought up in a traditional setting, the word God may feel just fine. If, on the other hand, you rebelled against this type of upbringing or were reared in a secular home, you may be more comfortable with a neutral term such as higher self or infinite intelligence. The important thing to remember is that these terms depict an essence that is beyond any words, thoughts, or concepts you may have. The universe is intelligent, loving, and communicative. During this next year, you will have the opportunity to directly experience that part of yourself that can guide, direct, and heal your life. Open yourself to this inner knowing. It is waiting to serve you. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world.